Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Welcome to the Rosecast, the number one Golden Bachelor recap podcast, hosted by Mel and Rachel, best friend duo.
Wow.
I'm not sure I can or want to go back to the regular Bachelor.
No.
Ever again.
How can you go back when you've had this? When you've had the good stuff? The sweet, sweet taste of Golden Bachelor? How do you go back?
I want nothing to do with that.
To that muck. Trash.
We got a juggernaut on our hands.
I can watch Bachelorette still. Bachelor? There's
oh,
no
just because Gary has sullied the leads for you now?
There's no going back. There's no...
I predict the ratings will actually go up next week, which I don't believe is normal. I think that more people will be interested now.
Anybody that watched the first episode is telling their friends.
Gotta watch it.
It's a must-watch event.
And if you're listening and you're not watching...
You're crazy.
Obviously, you should, but mostly because I think our recaps are just going to be running down the nice things that happen. There's not going to be a lot of deep analysis, and we're just going to say, remember that when that happened? That was great.
That was
nice.
Fun.
And then that next thing happened, too, and that was also really nice.
What a delightful, delightful episode.
It was delightful. It was delightful. The episode. Music. Biggest expense seems to be paying for music rights.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Which I appreciate.
We've been wondering why the budget of the latest Bachelor and Bachelorette seasons got cut. Well, it's for music rights
saving up.
For the Golden Bachelor. And there was some on Bachelor in Paradise, I think.
Yes, there was.
Pretty sure there was some music. Yeah.
Little things. Nice touches. The music didn't start for Golden Bachelor until Gary put his hearing aids in. Little touches. Little things.
They're on their A game, folks.
Thoughtful. How can we make this a little bit better?
Would
makes
you
big
say
difference.
This? I don't want to jump the gun, but would you say this is the perfect storm? The producers are really humming along.
They're humming.
They have the budget behind it, so we're having great music. We have a perfect lead, and we have a great cast.
The lead
cast.
Is perfect. The lead's perfect.
I think
the cast is
it
great.
It might just be a perfect storm, and we have a primetime TV slot.
It's
ABC's top spot.
It also comes
it's
at
usually
a time
that
when
Thursday.
The, it also comes at a time when the franchise is in a free fall in terms of enjoyment and ratings and all of it.
Mm-hmm.
It's a perfect storm.
Perfect storm.
Some background on Gary for those of you who did not eat up every preview trailer for this season. He married his high school sweetheart Tony in 1972. They were together for 43 years. In 2017, they bought their dream home on a lake.
After retiring.
And sadly, 6 weeks later, she passed away from a bacterial infection. No one's ever going to replace Tony, he says.
Nope.
But thanks to the love of his daughters and granddaughters, Gary is ready to find love again.
It's been 6 years. Did you say this? 6 years since her passing.
I didn't know.
6 years since she's passed. He's finally ready for love. I wrote here, Rim, this man doesn't care about the fame at all. He really thinks
it's a
this
nuisance
is
to him.
A good way at his age to find a potential partner.
There's not an insincere bone in his body.
genuine excitement from me, Gary, and his daughters and granddaughters.
Oh.
And you.
Yeah. Thanks for including me.
Gary arrives at Bachelor Mansion, meets Jesse.
I don't have any rundown of the conversation I just wrote. It's going to be great. This is going to be great.
Gary's adorable, folks.
Mm-hmm.
I'll say it. He's got his little bow tie on. He looks great. Oh my gosh. I just smile when I see that man
tuxedo.
On my screen.
Tuxedo. Yeah. Not a suit. He's got a real deal.
No. Real tuxedo
that he owns. He already had this.
Of course,
tuxedo.
Gary. Of course, they offered him a tuxedo. He said, no, I got my own.
No, I'm not going with you.
I've been wearing this for 40
cheap
years.
Rental place. Exactly. This is a tuxedo he's worn to all the great events in his life.
Yes,
and
exactly.
Being the bachelor is added to the list.
Yep.
Limo entrances. Edith, 60, golden dress. A smart choice if she was trying to be the first one out of the limo.
Mm-hmm.
Confetti cannon, they start the party.
Well, you said confetti cannon, like you were a little unimpressed by the confetti cannon. Those were the best confetti cannons I've ever seen, Rim. The
well,
confetti was
flowing.
I've seen confetti cannons, and they're usually trash. This kept going, Rim. The gold kept
going.
There
was height.
There was height, and they were slowly falling.
It's not as though I was unimpressed, but due to the length of this episode, these were almost all very short limo entrances.
Yeah.
And the lack of gimmicks. They were all quick.
Well, we're not here for gimmicks, Rim. We're here for love on The Golden Bachelor.
No. Ellen, 71. Her friend Roberta has cancer. Best friends for 6 years. Bachelor friends for 60
bachelor
years.
Bachelor friends.
Not 6 years, but as long as the show's been around. Backstories. She
yes.
plays golf and pickleball, as does Gary, I believe.
Yes. I don't know about golf, but I know pickleball.
I don't know about golf with Gary either. I assume. Looking at him,
he
can get out
like,
there, swing around. He's got one of the carts
like
that you push
always,
along.
He doesn't look like he's always out there.
He's got
but
clubs.
He can get out there.
Yeah, he can hang with
he's
anybody.
He's got 60-year clubs.
He's got clubs.
Got old clubs. Yeah.
Sandra.
I got my eye on Ellen, just a heads up.
Okay. I do too. Stay tuned for my power rankings.
Did you see the end of the episode?
Yeah.
R.I.P. Roberta.
Indeed. Sad.
Very
there
sad.
There were two rest in pieces. There was one at the end of Bachelor in Paradise as well.
I didn't see that one.
I think it was a
producer,
behind the scenes person. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Sandra, 75, from Atlanta. So soft spoken, it hurts. What did you think of the Zen thing where she curses? I was thrown for a loop.
I don't know what they're saying. I need to know what they're saying. The beeping
saying.
Is too much. You got to give us the first sound of the word they're saying. You can't have the word, but we can, when I watch WWE and someone curses, I can tell what they're saying because they give me a little bit of the word. I need a little bit of the word, please.
You got none of the word.
I have no clue. They were beeping for 10 seconds. I had no clue what they were doing.
I want to know what word Gary...
What word?
...joined in with. I think it was the F word.
Was she just saying
F-U-C-K.
The F word?
I think she was just saying the F word.
Gary will curse.
This was a little bit of a nod ball. I didn't know what to make of this. I was like, okay, Zen, I like that. And then the cursing. And then it's like, oh, not what you expected.
The thing about this and Gary in general, and this is going to sound like a love fest this whole episode for Gary, which it is, and it should be. The thing about Gary is even if they did something that was dumb,
He made them feel good about it.
It made me feel good about it too. So I actually don't have a problem with it, even though I was very confused and would have otherwise been out on what she did.
All of the corny things that we would normally roll our eyes at, you didn't hear because they enjoyed participating in it. And
Gary enjoyed it. You know, oh boy, what you're doing there is something
this?
I've never seen. How about what she's doing?
How about how fun is that?
How fun is that? Oh boy.
Oh, look at that. Got a confetti thing.
He said, look at that.
It's just real, genuine.
Wow.
This is great. I'm having a great time.
Is everyone seeing this confetti thing? That's pretty cool. Pretty neat.
everyone is just happy to be here. They're excited for the adventure. There are no ulterior motives. There are no post-show plans. They are not trying to build a brand. They're just, oh, how about that? Having a good time.
How about that?
Sandra's arms are also ripped up.
The name of the episode, probably. I wrote Sandra Jade Cargill is what I put here.
Oh, there you go. That's a new niche deal for you. Yeah. Leslie, 64, came up in a walker with a deceptive granny costume from Minneapolis, dance instructor, dated Prince, and claims that he wrote Sexy Dancer about her.
That's the most fun fact I've ever, I've heard a lot of fun facts in my day. Work things when you're meeting new people, school when you're meeting new people, you give a fun fact. That might be the most fun fact I've ever heard.
So you're just buying it. You're buying it on its face.
If it's true. Hey, I was gonna say. I'm just taking Leslie for what she said. I got no reason to not believe her.
I do. That seems like a pretty convenient marketing tactic for the dance instructor.
That's fair. I think it would be odd to say you dated Prince and Prince isn't alive. That would be odd to me.
Why? That's the best time to do it. You can't dispute the claim.
No, I just feel like you have to be a real piece of shit to lie about something
that's
like
what I'm
that.
Wrong reasons alert. I got the antennas up on the wrong reasons here. That's
okay.
She probably heard business is probably called Sexy Dancer. Parentheses, Prince wrote that about me.
Wait till later in the season when she shows him a picture of Prince and her.
If she's got
and he
receipts,
goes, ah, shucks. Wow. Yeah.
How about that? Prince, I'm a fan. Marina, this was a quick run through. Marina 60, Christina 73,
yeah,
Joan 60, Natasha 60, Peggy 69. She cried, or no, she didn't cry. She couldn't cry because she couldn't breathe after seeing
him
on Good Morning America. 2 hours it took her to regain consciousness after seeing Gary.
Yeah, I got to say, he has that effect on people.
Pamela 75, a little kiss on the cheek. Kathy 70, Nancy 60.
Kathy said, the smile in your eyes tells me everything, and Gary does smile with his eyes. I can confirm.
Gary's a big...
those things are twinkling.
Smile, I think he mentioned when it reaches your eyes. His whole...
Yeah, reaches your eyes.
He's not going to marry someone whose smile does not reach their eyes.
No, of course not.
Might not marry someone at all. Who knows how this ends, but that's how that's his main thing is...
Yeah.
How far the smile goes. Inside, quite a bit of talk about how handsome Gary is.
I was having the same conversation in my house.
Interesting. Quite a handsome fella, and what a gentleman. And it's not bullshit like it usually is in that room. There's a lot of posturing that goes on in that room.
Yep.
No one here is bullshitting.
Gary says he's going to stay up all night if he needs to. And I wrote here, please don't keep these ladies and Gary up until 4 a.m. like they usually do. Please let them go to bed a little earlier.
7:30.
It'll ruin the whole season. If you keep them up till 4 a.m., the season's ruined. It's going to take weeks to recover.
You saw it. It was just even at the rose ceremony, he goes, this is the last rose this morning. It was bright.
Yeah, I hate
that. They did it.
I hate that.
I'll tell you, they got to do it. They got to talk to everybody. A couple more entrances. Teresa, 70, in her birthday suit. We'll find out after the break. It was a new
dress.
That's
a great cliffhanger.
I didn't like this move.
The cliffhanger was good, Rim. Don't trip about the cliffhanger because she pulled the dress off and you only saw Gary right before it. And he gave a great look because he's a great bachelor.
Yeah, how about that?
Great expression.
Whoa.
Whoa. Whoa.
Oh,
it was one of those looks.
Are you seeing this? That was just a new dress. I don't know.
It was a great cliffhanger.
It just didn't
seem
because
of his face. Gary's selling it.
Teresa's from Rhode Island or somewhere, I believe. I've made that up. Her husband passed away 9 years ago, and she likes playing with her grandkids. Gary will kick the ball around.
Sure.
April, 65.
She goes in. Hold up here. This is the first of many cordial kisses on the lips. Not sexual kisses on the lips like we're used to.
Yeah, like this my great aunt used to give me.
Like some older people just kiss on the lips when they say goodbye or hello. And there were multiple ones of those. It started here with Teresa. Just a kiss on the lips between Gary and Teresa doesn't count as a kiss in the season. On the grand scheme of thing, it does not count. Grandma kisses do not count like that. But something to note. And I'll be noting all of them going forward.
Yeah, please do. Because I didn't note all of them. They're fast and furious. April, 65, grew up on a chicken farm. eggs are still very fresh. There were a few jokes like that that weren't cheap.
Mm-mm.
My concern was that there would be cheap AIDS jokes. These weren't cheap. These were earned laughs.
Agreed.
I don't know how else to put
Agreed.
It. They were just
Agreed.
Solid jokes.
What do you think about April?
She got a lot of time. She did get a lot of time.
She says she's eccentric. She does like the chicken and duck calls. She's very good at it, by the way.
Wild card. She's slapping her ass in front of Gary. She's like, bah. And Gary's like, how about that? You know, slapping her ass.
Take a look at this. Hey, a wild card is a good way to put her.
She's a wild card.
Wild card's a good way to put it.
A little bit of drama inside, kind of. Not everyone's a fan of April's
Not
histrionics.
Not everyone's a fan of April. Sure. No.
But that's kind of where it ends. No one's like, let's band together and take out April. It's just, this lady's kind of annoying.
April also gave a lip kiss. That does not count.
Okay, that's two.
Noted.
Renee, former Bears cheerleader, as many people mentioned to us, with Barb. The Barb.
Barb who? Barb Weber?
Barb Weber Barb? Was a former, is friends with Renee, and they were
both former Bears cheerleaders,
yes.
Really? Interesting.
Doesn't matter anymore. No spoilers, but.
Well, that's.
Maria, 60. Anna, 61. Gary's laughing. Gary's got a distinct laugh.
Gary was tickled to death here, Rim. He really was.
Susan, 66. I call her a Susan Explicit. That's the 6 inches reference.
Yeah, it's
a little blushy.
made Gary and me blush. Yeah, this is like, Kris Jenner, by the way. This is the Kris Jenner lookalike.
That's right.
Yeah.
Patty, 70, Matt James's mom. Zero charisma.
Zero charisma.
Charisma.
She said, I think this can work because my son found love on this show. Okay.
Okay, it's not going to work with me and you. It might work with me and somebody else.
Beat it.
Sylvia, 64. Jeannie, 65. I think Jeannie was the one who revealed that her mother fell in love at 70. That's a nice little story to have in your back pocket. Almost
that
brought Gary to tears.
Mm-hmm.
That's the old, my parents, on the equivalent on the flagship would be my parents dated for a week and a half and they got married and they're still married.
Exactly.
Then Jimmy Kimmel's aunt, Chippy, 84.
What are you doing here, Chippy?
I'm too busy having my heart warmed for these late night synergy bits. I didn't need a Chippy. This could have been 5 more minutes of heartwarming stuff.
I was okay with a little comic relief in here, a little Chippy. Well, something fun.
Faith, 61, rides up on a motorcycle, hair flying in the wind.
Hair
divorced
in 2005,
married for 21 years. Keep an eye on Faith, and that was before, I'd say, she shut down the whole episode with her one-on-one.
If you leave here with me, it'll be the ride of your life. I can definitely see Gary hopping on the back of that Harley and those two
helmet.
Riding off. Mm-hmm. Helmet on. Of course. Well, Gary doesn't. Come on.
Elbow pads.
Come on. Come on. Gary's safety. Mr. Safety.
Safety
He's not
first.
Taking any risks.
Yeah, I can see. I keep an eye on Faith for certain.
I don't see Gary driving a motorcycle, but I can see him riding on one, if that makes sense.
I know where I get what where you're coming from. And those are the limo entrances. Just a wonderful start.
Great start. Quick moving. Fast paced.
Love the pace.
I was wondering how they were going to do it in an hour. They did it easily. Flawlessly.
I thought they would like put off the first rose ceremony or something or not have one at all.
Yeah.
So they could fill the hour. But no, they were just flying. Giving us the essentials. To Jesse, Gary admits that a couple really, really got my attention. I gotta be honest with you, J-Man. I'm really having a good time. And some of these ladies got my attention. Every door that opened was like the best Christmas ever.
Wow.
Maybe the best part about this new show is we're back to getting proper toasts from proper men. No cheersing. No cheersing to anything.
This is just a man in a tuxedo proposing a toast the way it should be. Glasses up.
And everyone, before we do this, can you all sit down? Get comfortable.
Yeah.
Okay.
I never want to hear cheersing again.
No.
In this room, he says, there is beauty. This is off
is
the
he
cuff,
drinking
allegedly.
A screwdriver, by the way? He's got like orange juice.
It might just be straight orange.
It might just be fresh squeezed OJ that he brought. I'm not drinking tonight.
In this room, he says, there is beauty, poise, and intellect. You've really inspired me.
It's off an all-time speech.
Off the top is the best speech there ever has been. Short, quick, to the point, complimentary.
Knocks it out of the park. Knocks it out of the park.
Anything else before we get to some one-on-one times?
No. He did awesome.
April pulls him first. Shows him a calendar where every month is April and includes various Photoshops of her. Is that an accurate description of what this calendar was?
April is flirty, Rim. Mm. And this is the wild card, right? This is the wild card?
This is the wild card. Well, I got a new name for her. I call her AAA, All About April.
Is that a good... Are you saying that in a good way or a bad way?
I'm not saying it in a great way. Mm. All About It? Mm. Hey, I got a calendar where every month is my name. Every picture is me.
Well, her name's April. You got to give her a little slack there, Rim.
I don't see many. I don't see many Mays doing this. You don't
well,
see
April
this
is
May.
Obviously the name of wild cards exclusively.
Gary was intrigued, I would say. Lip kiss again, but I will also not be counting this lip kiss.
Are these off-center lip kisses or are they straight
no.
on? Are they
straight
on target?
On.
Okay.
They're straight on, but they're grandma pecks.
Yeah.
Your grandma kisses you on the lips, or your aunt kisses
great,
you on your lips.
Great grandma, yeah.
Yep. People of this generation kiss on the lips. That's
they do.
Some of them. It's just how it is. And that's what this is. These aren't sexual kisses.
Greeting.
And I will not
greeting
be
and goodbye kisses.
These are greeting and goodbye kisses, yes.
AAA.
AAA. Noted.
Ellen and Gary talk about never giving up, back to her friend Roberta.
Mm-hmm.
She is just over the moon because Gary says you have my attention. Yeah. My note here is it's impossible not to like the show. This is kind of how my notes go. Every couple stanzas I have, how can you not like this? How are you not enjoying this? I'm speaking to a straw man. No one dislikes
are you not
this. It's impossible. Yeah, this is fabulous. Anything on Ellen and Gary?
No, I got my eyes on them too.
Okay.
Got my eyes on everybody.
I'm pretty sure Ellen was the previous got my eyes on. It's still
probably.
Ellen.
probably.
Natasha and Gary laugh. She makes a comment about how not going to need to resuscitate him.
This was quirky.
Quirky?
Quirky, yeah. I didn't know exactly what was going on with the laughs, but Gary made it
and
okay.
We were missing some context. Yeah, Gary. Okay. They seemed to be having some sort of laugh exercise or competition. They were just laughing.
Yeah.
Sandra and Gary have some fun. Marina mm-hmm. and Gary have some fun. Susan, a.k.a. Kris Jenner and Gary have some fun. They both like Etta James.
Gary says his granddaughter said he has Riz, Rim. And I can confirm he does.
Gary said his granddaughter says
Gary it? Says his granddaughter said that he has Riz.
We're too old to be saying Riz unironically. Gary is not somehow.
Because he has it.
Yeah. The interaction of the night for me was Faith, motorcycle Faith.
Was it? Okay.
In quotes, I have, you're very attractive. Thank you, so are you. I don't even know who said what to who. It was just politeness being exchanged. And then out of nowhere.
Nobody's more polite. If you want to teach your kids manners, the proper way to interact with people. You show him this show. And Gary.
You show him Gary. Out of nowhere, Faith displayed an astonishing singing voice. One that almost brought Gary to tears. So not only is she motorcycle hair, Faith, she serenade you, Faith.
She was serenade you, Faith, but I'm Rim.
Is this Jed?
Like
is this
show,
wrong reasons?
Just because I like this show and like Gary.
I liked Faith.
I'm not going to sit here and call that good singing. I'm not going to, Rim.
I did.
I'm not going to. I don't think it was.
Well, we're not looking for pop stars here. We're looking for...
I know we're not, but I'm not going to sit here and say that was entertaining for me.
Yeah.
You know, a little bit, little off.
Well, hey, I respect...
little off key.
...that opinion greatly. You've never held back when it comes to singing voices on the show or anywhere else, and you shouldn't start now. No reason to pander. No reason to.
I'm not gonna
take it easy on Faith here. She's the one who brought out the guitar.
Yeah, if you bring out the guitar, I'm gonna critique you. Yeah, and I thought you were a little off key.
You bring out the guitar, Abby brings out the notepad.
Exactly. Exactly.
I liked it. I was taken aback by it.
I did like
it.
Yeah. I just
not impressed.
I wasn't impressed from a talent standpoint.
Mm-hmm. Leslie, the sexy dancer, continues to relentlessly promote her business by dancing by the fireplace, teaching Gary how to dance. That's a little cynical. I enjoyed this. Gary enjoyed it. And then everyone else joined in.
The dance party breaks out. Hey, we're having fun in this house. We're having fun. On the regular, on the flagship show, there would be hard feelings for all the other women busting into Leslie's time. But no, it's all good, clean, fun.
Yeah, that wasn't the vibe.
We're just dancing.
Clean,
it's
fun.
A dance party broke out. Sorry.
Jesse brings in the first impression rose. Believe it or not everyone's had time yet, despite the smaller number of contestants.
I wrote here, Rem, I want everyone to get a chance to talk to Gary. Don't pull
you
this.
You have to.
ABC, don't do this. We need everyone talking to him.
I agree with that, but at the same time, and I initially felt like they shouldn't have a rose ceremony, but I think people in this cast had fun regardless of how this was going to play out. They had an experience they never would have had otherwise. The people in the regular cast are...
That's fair.
They feel entitled to... A more of an opportunity. They had big plans for themselves that they were going to use the show to get there. So I'm with you. I agree. They should have all gotten time, and I believe they did, but one who didn't and got some at the last second, Teresa, her daughter wrote something for her that she reads to Gary. I felt like this was a longer letter. We barely got much of the, I would have liked the full letter, but time.
It was a long letter. Small font.
There was more meat on that bone, I think.
It was getting late.
Gary needed some sugar. Double entendre. It's Teresa's birthday. She mentioned on the intro. So he pulls out a cupcake with a candle.
She's turning 70.
The old Matt James, hey, I got you your favorite flower, even though I don't remember your name move.
Did you think when Gary said, I have a little something for you, he was going to get the rose? I thought he was getting the rose.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, because I didn't remember it was her birthday.
Yeah.
that didn't cross my mind. But the birthday thing worked out.
As Gary.
A little smooth.
And
yeah, he's got better
details.
Yeah.
We aren't that attentive to details like Gary is.
He says, what if I got a little icing on my lips? Would you help clean it up? How about
Gary,
that line?
You slide on, Gary.
How about you, smooth motherfucker? Oh. What would you do with a little icing right here?
Oh,
and then on the top
goodness.
One, too.
What if these lips right here had a little icing on them? Would that be something you could take care of for me?
Gary, like, you know what? It's been long enough. I need to make out with one of y'all. And he did. Sadly, old Gary's got to break her heart immediately by offering the first impression rose to someone else. Did you leave this interaction thinking Teresa was going to get that rose?
I think you would have brought the rose with the cupcake. If you were doing it. So I didn't, once it, she didn't get the, ro- once it was a cupcake that he showed back up with, I didn't think she was getting the rose.
He grabs the rose from the room where most of them seem to be seated.
Mm-hmm.
Says, see y'all later, Teresa. Thanks for the kiss, but I'm headed out to give this to my number one boo.
He did, but he also said he had a little joke as he said, do you realize this is the latest I've been up in my whole life to kind of cool things down as he grabs the rose.
Yeah.
It's like he's been doing this thousands of times before.
Yeah, it really
being the
is.
Lead on a TV show.
He's taking it in shocking stride.
Yep.
Gary and Faith.
Wow.
You made this impression not because
this
you rode in on a motorcycle, not because you have a beautiful voice, but because of what you're doing right now. You're making me feel special.
Wow.
Gary Turner. It did get a little real, though. They kissed. They seemed to...
I think Gary forgot for just a second, a slight second, that other people might be able to see him where he is.
I feel like they were moved to a location where everyone could see them, which kind of, you know, like, ah, oh, let's not do this. Let them have their moment. I don't know. It just turned, it got too real because everyone saw it.
Make it out in front of other ladies. But the thing about these ladies, they're secure. They're not going to be jealous about this. Who cares?
No. Rose ceremony. Would you believe it if I told you Gary gave maybe the best rose ceremony speech of any lead ever?
No, I would not.
Particularly on the first night. You wouldn't believe
that. I want you to know how grateful I am that you're all here. I want you to know this is working because I felt connections. Unfortunately, this is something I've dreaded doing for many months. It's difficult looking at women as wonderful as you and know you won't all be here tomorrow. Okay, so he smoothed it all over. Even if he lets you go, you're cool with Gary still.
It's funny to think, hey, bring, bring. He's got a landline. Mr. Turner, this is Gary. This is he. Go, you want to be? This is Gary Turner. Go, you want to be the bachelor? You want to be the bachelor? And he goes, oh, gosh, boy, I'd love the opportunity, but I don't know if I have it in me to do a rose ceremony.
I don't know if I could let go of those wonderful women.
They're all so poised. Gary, you haven't even cast it yet. Oh, my goodness. I just don't. Let me think about it. Let me sleep on this. Okay, Gary, talk to you later. All righty. This is Gary Turner. That's how that went.
That's how that went.
Faith has the first impression rose. The ceremony roses are as follows. Ellen. Abby's got an eye on Ellen. Teresa. Mm-hmm. I've got an eye on Teresa.
Okay.
And she's got icing on her lips. Joan. Natasha. Leslie. Christina. Edith. Nancy. AAA April. Sandra. Jeannie. Kathy. Marina. Peggy. Susan. A.K.A. Kris Jenner. That's 16 people.
Mm-hmm.
No roses were Anna, Maria, Pamela, Renee, Sylvia, and no rose for Matt James's mom, a.k.a. Patty Wrong Reasons. great show.
It's good to see someone you'd think would be there for a long time for the wrong reasons, and the producers would be pushing her.
We're assuming, yeah.
Get sent right home.
Gary, yeah.
See you later. The only one with a real backstory connected to the show.
Yeah.
You're gone. The Bachelor's mom is gone. Gary doesn't care. You're not making any deals with Gary. They come to Gary. They say, you want to keep her? No. And I'm not going to make any deals. End of discussion.
Yeah. Well said. He's not. You're not telling him what to do.
You're not telling Gary what to do. No, sir.
This is going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be a fulfilling journey for all of them. Like
by the
I
way,
mentioned,
Gary was crying when he was letting people go. Just note.
Of course.
I'd like that noted.
It's going to be a great journey. And speaking of journey, season preview had Don't Stop Believin'.
Rim, I watched it.
I started watching it. I shouldn't be watching this. Well, they showed like...
I got sucked in.
It's hard not to. I don't blame you.
When I tell you, for one, this season is going to be weepy. For everyone involved, Gary, the contestants, and us, the viewers. It's going to be weepy. There's going to be tears constantly. When I tell you, Rim, there was a moment of that coming up next for the rest of this season that made my fucking mouth or my jaw drop.
Did he sleep with three of them?
And it stayed there.
Did he tell three of them?
Legitimately dropped.
Okay, I don't know what you're referencing. That's very exciting.
There is a moment I was floored by something Gary says. I'm not going to tell you.
I don't know what you're referring to.
I'm going to be thinking about this for months, what he said, until I actually see the moment. It's going to be an incredible season.
There's going to be a lot of drama, but the drama is not going to be drama. It's going to be heartbreak.
It's not going to be drama. It's going to be heartbreak drama.
Yeah.
And love drama.
Uncharted territory.
What's coming up next was incredible. I don't usually watch that, but I'm glad I did.
It was a great debut. It was a terrific, wonderful episode. Couldn't have been any better, in my opinion. Golden Bachelor Power Rankings. Now, I threw these together. I didn't put a ton of thought into these. It's a short episode. I don't have all the names memorized with the faces. Number one is Faith. Number two is Teresa. Number three is April. I'll put Sandra at four. I don't know if I see it, but they might be a little... they have different personalities, and that might interest them both for a period of time. And then Jeannie. I don't know why, but I had Jeannie. She seems sweet. Did you rank any of them, maybe?
No, not yet. Okay. I need more time with these women.
I was going to do a bit where I did number one, Faith, number two, tied, the rest of them. The rest of them are tied, 15. But
I think Faith might be a little bit too fast-paced, a little bit too much is what it's going to come down to.
You opened my eyes a little bit to Faith. Just, you didn't say this, but the fact that she's saying, that's a red flag on other seasons. But I loved
it
here.
Let me break out the...
Let me make this all... Yeah.
You know, let me break out the guitar.
I liked it, but should I have? I don't know. Mm. I trust Gary's judgment.
I do too. That's the thing. I trust
just
Gary.
Intrinsically trust the guy.
I trust Gary to make the right decisions here. He'll come to the right decision.
Mm-hmm. Well, he'll make the decision that's best for him and his family.
So you're telling me you listen to the what's coming up next and don't know what I'm talking about?
No.
I don't think you listened to it.
I might not have listened then.
You must not have heard it, because there's one thing Gary says.
Spoiler alert. He says, was it something like, this is the hardest thing I've ever had to do since my wife passed away? Something like that.
Yeah. And he says it's real close. It's real close.
I remember that. Yeah. Yeah, he did say it was real close.
He said it's real close. What could
that mean? That's got to be rough then. Okay, let's take a quick break and then talk about, slog through paradise.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Bachelor in Paradise. Do you have a pyramid? But you don't.
Stay tuned, Rim. Yeah, I got a pyramid. Of course.
Did you? I can't remember if you do pyramids before or after the.
I do the pyramid at the end of every episode.
Okay.
Is that what you're asking me?
Yeah. So you have one later.
Yes.
Wow. All right. Exciting. Exciting times.
Mm-hmm.
Jesse intros the season by guaranteeing a marriage, so that's something to look forward to, I guess. I'm not here for.
Well, I think someone else is coming in to get married, Rim.
Okay. That makes more sense then.
A other bachelor, maybe Bachelor in Paradise couple. What's the deal with Astrid and what's his name? What are they doing?
I think maybe they're married. I don't know.
Are they married? I don't know. Someone's coming in to get married. I don't think it's. I don't think. You know Jesse. I don't think he really means someone.
I wish I knew Jesse. Okay, that makes a lot more sense than what I was expecting, which is like, is Brayden going to get married to somebody?
Yeah.
That's what I thought. A couple background portions. We have Rachel, the former bachelorette. I'm very curious to see how Rachel is on this. I think what held her up on her season as the co-lead in that strange circumstance was she was trying to be what she thought people wanted her to be rather than being herself. I think Paradise Rachel, which she said herself, will be more loose and more, I don't know if real is the right word to use, but I'm curious to see how Rachel is.
one of the biggest names in Paradise history, says she's going to be having a lot more fun. So, yeah, I got my eye on it, too.
Brayden, the polarizing peacocking enigma himself. You want Dreamcatcher earrings? He's got them.
Mm-hmm.
They might not even, they're not even supposed to be earrings. They're just actual full-size dream catchers for children's bedrooms that he pierced through his lobe.
Somehow, he's come with more eccentric earrings than we're used to. He's turned it up a notch.
This goes to 11.
Mm-hmm. You didn't know I could get, these earrings could get more gaudy. You didn't think so.
He wants to see a few. I didn't write down who he wanted to see. One thing I liked, I noticed about this episode is they were all very open about who they're trying to meet, who they've been talking to on Instagram, who they've been keeping up with. They're all very open about that. In previous seasons, that has been the basis of scandals because you're supposed to come in having not interacted with anyone, and that's just not reality. So I really appreciated they're doing that this season. Next up is Kylie, sent home during Zach's COVID week.
Video chat. Yeah.
She's here for Avon, who has been liking her photos on Instagram, getting to the point, taking it from likes to fire emojis, messages, I believe, probably a story reply. Aaron, 30. I'm watching Aaron more than anyone. I think I'm going to like Aaron on the beach. I really do.
As the resident hater.
I'm the resident.
No, he will be the hater of on the beach.
Well, I'm the resident Aaron hater, you could say.
Yes, well, both of us are.
We both are, yeah. I just think he's the perfect character to have an image change on the beach to be different.
He is.
And he reminds me a little of Josh on The Challenge. You get to know him a little bit. Your first couple seasons, you're like, all right, he's annoying. He's taking it too seriously. But eventually you start to root for him. Like, I hope this guy can really.
Hope this guy can really figure some things out.
You just root for him because he's been positioned.
Yeah, that's fair.
Aaron.
He has his keyboard on the beach. Well, Rem, if you remember, I believe people called into question if he can really play the, if he can really tickle the ivory, Rem. That's what people were questioning. Our listeners.
I still question it. Yeah. He can't
and
play
here
the piano.
He is with his
I'm
keyboard.
I'm confident in that. Yeah. I like it. I like it. I don't think he can play the piano either. Mercedes, 25. Girl from Iowa, yeehaw. I didn't know that phrase was associated with Iowa, but yeehaw.
I've never seen someone doing what she was doing on a tractor, a moving tractor.
It seemed very dangerous standing
she was
up.
Standing up, and she had a swimsuit on. Yeah. Impressive, though.
She brought the pig on Zach's season.
Mm-hmm.
Looking for someone manly who can throw her around. Her words, not mine. Mm-hmm. That man is not Sean. If we're going to rank the guys who
are going to toss you around. No.
Mercedes wants someone who can go to, you know, beef days and toss the hay bale over the tall.
Of course.
Fan.
Yeah.
That's not Sean. No.
It's not Sean. No.
He calls himself Ken.
Really leaning into the Ken thing. I almost think Barbie's old news now. And he should have had a little, you know, a little foresight to see. What I'm talking about is going to be lame by the time this actually comes out. Like, when he said this in the summer, that shit would have hit.
Mm.
But now you're talking Ken. Who cares about Ken and Barbie anymore?
Mistake from
that's
Sean.
Out on fucking DVD.
DVD. I think the producers don't like Sean. Genuinely don't like Sean because at every opportunity, they clown him with an asterisk on the screen.
Yeah.
You know.
That's true. He's pretty easy to clown.
I just don't think he knows that, which is part of the reason why they do it.
Yeah.
For example, when he says, I look like a Ken doll, they put on the screen, does not look like Ken. And then later when he says, I'm a huge Taylor Swift fan, they put, is not a Taylor Swift fan. they're just roasting him with
That's
text
mean,
on the screen.
But I'm liking it.
Jess, the glitter girl from Zach's season, she wants a beautiful love story.
I don't remember anything about glitter with her. I do remember her a little bit.
I don't think we discussed it much, no.
But I don't remember the glitter thing. I got my eyes looking at it, though.
Will from Michelle's season. I do remember Will, one of the many great cast members from that season, had the Pizza Peter incident where Peter threw
people forget about Pizza Peter.
His awesome bomber jacket in the pool. It was a great moment.
People forget about Pizza Peter and his pizzeria.
I'll never forget that. Time is running out for Will because he has one white hair, a fleck of white hair on his beard. And, you know, this, after watching The Golden Bachelor, I was just like, you know, Will, I don't want to hear it.
Yeah.
You know, enough. Brooklyn 25 Zach season. She is really going to do the lace that bitch up quote. Whether you like it or not, we're getting that quote every episode.
If the shoe fits, lace that bitch up. Put it on a t-shirt.
I'm sure she did.
Yeah, and I'll buy one. I like the quote because I'm a Brooklyn fan.
Maybe he's a Brooklyn stan.
But yeah, she's really going with it.
She was complaining about Kat in that scene. Kat with a K. Are there two Kats on this season? Genuinely don't know the answer to that. I think there's Kat with a C and Kat with a K.
That sounds right.
We'll have to wait
Kat
for your
and
pyramid.
Her had an issue, and then... Yeah, there's a Kat with a K and a Kat with a C.
Okay, good.
Kat with a K and her had an issue. A minor issue. The last couple seasons, they've been kind of minor issues.
Yeah. Okay, Brooklyn's kind of... If I were to distill it down to something simple, I would say Brooklyn's outside in the mud. Kat's, as we saw all episode, not into being outside. So
yeah,
Brooklyn more of like I'm real, and Kat's complaining opposite. All the time about everything. They're just opposite end of the spectrum.
Yeah.
Cut to Kat complaining about the lighting, the weather, the sand. She might not be long for the beach, but she's looking for Blake Moynes, so she does have great taste.
Mm-hmm.
Blake Moynes is here.
Blake, it's just so good to see you. It's so
it's
good
really
to see
just
you, Blake.
Delightful.
Genuinely, it's very good to see you. Thank you for being here.
I'm really glad he's here.
I'm really, really glad you're here. It's very nice to see you, sir.
You're great for the show. I love you.
You are one of the all-time greats.
Can't get enough of Blake Moynes.
He did Claire's season. They asked, hey, who wants to stick around? We're going to bring in another bachelorette. He was the first. His hand shot up faster than anybody. Almost fucking shot off his arm. He threw that thing up so fast. So he stayed for Tayshia's season. He then came to Katie's season.
Late.
And had the infamous answered the door. She knocked on the door. Genuine answered the door. Like, it could have been anybody, I think. I think that was a genuine moment where he answered the door naked. That's the type of guy he is.
I thought you were going to refer to, he had an infamous group date thing. I feel like he...
That was in Tayshia's season.
Explicit. Oh, okay.
He made an explicit painting. Yeah, he did make an explicit painting. That might have got him sent home from Tayshia's season, to be honest.
No, he went on a one-on-one date with Tayshia, and she was just like...
Yeah. Come on. You made that painting. I think
it
was the painting, though.
There's just nothing here. There's nothing here. And, of course, he went into it predicting that he would get a rose and go to the hometowns and all that. But
well, he's the guy that was wrong about everything. That was your
everything.
Thing.
With everything so he wrong ever about predicted everything. Was wrong.
But then he went on Katie's season and won.
He won.
So this is his fourth
Bachelor
show.
That's not even a top
10
thing
now.
I think about with Blake Moynes is that he won a season.
It's really not. It's really not.
He was engaged to Katie after coming late
engaged.
To her season.
They were a couple we all enjoyed. Okay. This is his fourth Bachelor show.
I didn't believe in that couple for 2 seconds. Obviously, that was
I
never going
did.
To work.
They're kind of, their personalities kind of worked, I thought. But maybe they're too close. I don't know. Fourth Bachelor show. Wow. Incredible.
The best.
An embarrassment of riches for us with him showing up.
Really, yeah. We'll look back on this and go, man.
We were blessed.
We were lucky to have Blake Moynes on TV so often. The beach is open. Rachel's first. Second bachelorette after Becca to be on Paradise.
Mm-hmm.
Aaron B.
Yeah.
Newfound.
I wrote here, and Jesse commented too, Paradise is kind of suiting Aaron. He's got the
sure
tree trunk legs
does.
Out. He's got
the
shorts.
Got the legs out.
He's got the shorts instead of the pants. He's got he's got tree trunk legs, shirt unbuttoned. It's on. Aaron's a new man here.
He said, I can't believe I'm in Paradise. I mean, you can believe it. You flew to Fiji to bolster your audition. I'm pretty sure you knew this was going to happen.
You specifically flew to Fiji knowing you would either be the Bachelor, which was unlikely, or would be on Paradise. No other reason.
Next down is Brooklyn from Zach's season.
Rodeo girl. Remember that rim.
I'll never forget it. You won't let me. She was best friends with Charity on Zach's season. I didn't know that.
She mentions Charity. I noticed Aaron's face. Aaron still has feelings for Charity, and I'm very comfortable saying that.
I didn't pick up on that. I took it as, oh no, what did Charity say about me to
I don't think
Brooklyn,
so.
Which I don't know why he would be concerned about, because she loved when he came to Fiji.
I think based on what I saw from his face, he still has some feelings for Charity.
Well, without he probably question. Flew from Fiji to Mexico.
Yeah, it probably was very shortly after. Yeah.
Cat from Zach's season with a C.
Cat with a C.
Jesse tried to present her as famous for faces. I don't remember that. If you're talking famous for faces, you're talking emotion, Eric. Sean arrives wearing some sort of smoking jacket, purple robe.
Why did he wear that rim? I hated that.
Yeah.
Why are you wearing that cardigan? What are you doing? And then you have to take it off and are you going to carry that around? Are you going to, you don't even have a place right now yet. You don't have a room.
Hanger. Yeah.
You're going to lose that. Why did you wear that cardigan only to take it off instantly?
Sean, I think, will be fun to hate, partially because
agreed.
He doesn't think he's hateable. He's doing these things because he thinks that people will
this.
Like it. But in reality, most people will not like it, and he doesn't understand
this.
That, which is great.
He's wearing a cardigan. What for?
Because in his
it's
head, it's like, I'm fucking killing this cardigan. I'm Ken. He thinks he's Ken. Here comes Will. From Michelle's season, the jacket
got his
guys,
bomber jacket.
Called. One thing that was revealed was Aaron's a bachelor historian. Random, obscure contestants would come down and go, oh, yeah, like this conflict you had on one episode.
You think Will has that jacket here?
No. Will, I think, wants to leave the past behind. I think he wants to forge
a
new path, yeah.
Well, yeah, you're associated with Pizza Peter getting the best of you. So, yeah, I would also want to move past that.
Exactly.
Got owned by Pizza Peter in his world-famous pizzeria.
A lot of discussion about how they want to meet Kylie, both Aaron and Will and Sean. I mentioned this earlier. They're all acknowledging that they scout beforehand. That's the reality. We should put it out in the open.
Let's not shy away from it.
Speaking of Kylie, she's hoping to see Avon. I'm excited to see Avon because Rachel's down here. I want to see how that plays out.
Oh, yeah. Forgot about Avon and Rachel until you said that.
The last time we saw Avon was when they brought him out when Tino was still on couch. And he just stood there like, I didn't agree to this.
I forgot about that.
Kylie and Aaron, anything here? Their little intro?
Aaron's talking to her about being a realtor. I don't know. So she's going to move to San Diego eventually, I think. That's his town. If I remember correctly, Aaron has said his town is like four or five different towns now.
I don't remember that, but it wouldn't surprise me.
I think it was Mr. New Orleans.
I think he was
Mr. something about Texas. And then
Houston,
LA,
probably.
I don't know what was going on.
Yeah, okay. Kylie and Will. He's seen her on Instagram plenty of times, but he's all about personality.
Mm-hmm.
And she's into him. Which I don't know why. This was a pre-pyramid thought. Why would Kylie be interested in Will? Probably because she says she's here for Avon, who's more of a big dog on the pyramid. But how about Brayden?
Well, first of all, Rim, we got a hater alert. Sean and Aaron hating. Just hate alert, Rim. Sean and Aaron hating from the sidelines. In walks Brayden. Awesome shirt. Fantastic hat. Incredible earrings. Haters are out. I hate that cat. You're a hater. You're a hater because you can't pull that off. Okay? That's your guy, Aaron.
Sean, no, I'm going to distinguish
that's your
here.
Guy.
Sean is a hater. He's jealous.
He's a jealous hater.
Aaron is actually genuinely dislikes him for like his behavior. It's not jealousy. It's like, this is why I don't like you. Sean would hate that guy if he never spoke to him. He's like, oh, God damn it. There's another guy doing my thing.
Well, you got to remember, last time Aaron and Brayden saw each other, it was on site in PB. On site.
Aaron was going to take him out.
We're throwing hands.
Back when I didn't like Aaron. That same thing can play out right now, and I'd be like, classic, I love Aaron.
But what do you want me to say, Brayden? He's the fucking showstopper.
Hard skip a beat when he came down. The main event.
Heartbreak kid.
Although, we'll get to it later. I'm a little worried. I think Brayden has like a... I don't know. He's not good at this. He's not as good at this as I thought. He's kind of giggly. He lacks game.
I and think that's, that in the day that's his game, Rim.
Well,
I think
not
it's game
it.
That he's... I think he knows what he's doing
oh.
playing the bad game card. That's what I think's going on here,
Rim. I like that spin zone a
that's
lot.
That's what Braden's doing.
I believe you.
I can smell that a mile away.
Oh, what,
from
Braden. Me? I don't know.
You playing old shy Braden just... to have no game Braden?
All
the guy with
that.
the dream Completely. Catcher earrings has no game? The guy with the hat?
Well, yeah.
Has no game? Come on.
I think Sean's season is ruined already. He's too focused on Braden. This will be his downfall. They're going to get into a conflict at some point. Kylie, immediately into Braden. Mm-hmm. Aaron jealous, as usual. But Kylie's hesitant because he has a little bit of a bad boy backstory. She doesn't want drama.
Mm-hmm.
Anything on Aaron?
Aaron walks up like a dork to greet Braden.
He's a dork.
Like an absolute dork.
You thought he was going to be confronting him? He just walked by and goes, hi.
Hey. Welcome to paradise.
He built it up like somebody's got to do something about Braden. And he walks by him and goes, hello.
Hi, welcome to paradise, Braden.
Hey, good to see you. Here comes Eliza of Eliza and Rodney and Justin fame.
Mm-hmm.
Broke Rodney's heart, I believe. Is that what happened? I don't want to mischaracterize
Someone
that.
Someone broke Rodney's heart. I don't remember with
I think
who
it was Eliza.
Was.
I think she left him
Could have been Eliza.
It very well also could have been Rodney breaking Eliza's heart. Don't quote me on any of this.
It could have been. Yeah. It's hard to remember this stuff.
Greer from Zach's season?
I remember Greer. I think Greer got COVID.
Greer
herself.
Did get COVID and left. Yeah. And missed a week and then was sent home.
Missed a week and then was sent home. Yeah. She flew into wherever they were and then got sent home.
Yep. Aaron S., old man Aaron from charity season.
Old dog.
Peter from charity season. I don't remember Peter for the life of me.
Isn't he the one that they said, fuck Peter? All
yes.
the cast? Isn't,
yeah.
Is that who this is? This is the fuck Peter guy, right? That
I think
everyone
so.
Had FP in their Instagram post and it was meant to say, fuck Peter because he's the worst. I just got my eye on him. I don't
he
remember anything
fine.
Else about
he seems
him.
Seems fine.
Seems fine. I don't know.
Eliza and Aaron? Anything here?
No.
There's not a lot to talk about with Aaron conversations. I
No.
I'm ashamed to say as a big Aaron supporter. Sam from Clayton season? Had the Meredith Marks entrance in the clawfoot bathtub, but apparently left before the rose ceremony.
Now, this is going to make you feel better about her, Rim. Here's a post from her after she left. I don't remember her at all, by the way. Obviously. She
I
did
do
a scene,
Marks.
And then I don't think we ever saw her again. Mm-hmm. She said, Clayton and I privately talked night one. He was attentive, charming, and kind. However, a romantic connection is important in a relationship, and I've made it a point in my life to not force anything I'm not feeling. As much as I wanted to stay, it would not have been fair to try to take his heart, as well as take the opportunity away from a woman who is all in. That's right reasons, Rim. Right reasons,
That's almost
Sam.
Two right reasons. That's almost
right
unreasonably
reason
right. Yeah, right.
Right That's the right Sam. Reason, Sam, Rim. Can't even hate on that. That made me feel good about Sam.
Pure of heart.
Pure of heart, Sam.
Kylie waiting for Avon. Olivia from Zach's season arrives, catches Will's eye. And then we get the Olivia and Will interaction that, what did you make of this? Will, obviously a foot guy. And an aroma
Will's,
guy.
Will's
man
being
of aromas.
In my eyes.
He did say the distance that he claimed he could smell her from is a little weird. He said, I smelled you when you came down. We're in the open air. Far away.
Will says he's wondering how them toast taste, basically.
They get right into toast.
How them toast taste? They're having a fun conversation, I guess, to them. It's not fun for me, but it's fun for them. A little flirty toe talk. At one point, they even go into the ocean because their toes are sandy because it's walking wet sand. At one point, they walk to the ocean to wash the sand off. So I believe so with the purpose of him sucking on her toes. Yeah.
This was 2 minutes into the interaction.
2 minutes in.
And they did not clean the sand.
No, the ocean
There's
didn't clean
a ton of sand still.
The ocean didn't clean the sand enough.
Yeah. So that's how that went. That's Olivia and Will. And then they made out.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's a quick scene with Aaron and Sean, which is just another reminder that Aaron knows everything about everybody. He goes, oh, you want to see Jess, the one with the glitter Jess? I mean, Aaron remembered that.
I don't know what
didn't.
He's talking about.
Oh, glitter Jess, of course.
Glitter Jess, of course, yeah.
Here comes the goat, future host, future bachelor.
Goat, the goat.
Future curator of the Bachelor Hall of Fame.
Blake Cena.
Blake Cena. I wish Blake Cena would make our little dreams come true the way John Cena does for children in real life. He says, I'm here to fall hard. I'm here to fall hard again. That's what I love to do.
Hell
I love
yeah.
Entertainment. I love entertaining
you people while falling in love. That's just what I love to do.
I love being funny, a little bit clueless, and falling in love super hard, believably.
I love being the hornball you love to love.
I hope the hornball comes back with a vengeance.
Mm-hmm. Can we talk about his buzz cut? It's on point.
Period. Of course it is.
It's on point.
He looks awesome.
He looks fucking awesome.
He looked cool before, now he looks awesome.
He looked awesome before, now he looks even better with the buzz cut. He looks awesome. Yeah, wow.
I love him. I'm a big Blake fan. I hope he does well.
I do too.
And fails. I hope he fails. I hope he has
his
heart
broken. Well, of course, yeah. We're looking for him to get his heart broken.
Yeah, and then they come back next year.
Mm-hmm.
Blake causes what I would describe as a stir when he steps down onto the beach.
I think there's a chance Blake could be the Bachelor, by the way.
I called him future bachelor.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
I missed that.
That wasn't a joke. I'm dead serious.
I think this could lead to him being the Bachelor next season.
I know.
On Disney Plus.
His Bachelor season would actually be on National Geographic, which is under the Disney Plus umbrella, and it would be an animal deal. It would be very animal centered. Blake and Rachel connect. She is, of course, taken by him, as one often is. Then we get to Jesse's group meeting.
Brief.
Runs down the credentials of the show. Joe and Serena, married. Kenny and Mari, still together, planning a wedding.
That's
Beck
the
and
one.
Thomas, about to have...
There you go, Rem.
What's... Oh.
Wedding.
I'm an idiot.
Right there. He said
How
it
did I not
for,
see
he
that?
Said it to
he
you.
Said it right out loud
he
in my face.
He said it to you. Planning a wedding with us. I'll be officiating.
Of course. Yeah, how would you know they're planning?
They're planning it for this season.
And if there's any couple that's going to get married
that's
on
it.
Paradise,
Kenny,
it's Kenny yeah. and Marv.
Yeah. The most Paradise couple there is.
Mm-hmm. Find a love or go home. Get a rose or leave.
Period.
Jesse, as usual, terrific at switching tones. And very serious. You will have to exit if you don't receive a rose. If you are not pursuing love, you will be removed. 7 male contestants, 11 female competitors, if you will.
The guy's got the roses. 4 people in jeopardy. Well, there's going to be more guys coming down, but
yep.
As of right now, 4 people in jeopardy.
Group talks. Brayden wants to go on a date with Kylie. Kylie to the group says she's not a fan of his earrings. I'd make him take them off. Kylie, add her to the hater bin along with Sean.
Hater alert!
Changed my opinion on Kylie. And I didn't take down the names, but half of them
appear haters.
To be
hater
jealous
alerts.
Of Brayden's ability to pull off those earrings.
Listen, ladies.
Couldn't dream of doing
this
it.
This isn't a change Brayden situation. If you don't like the earrings, it's a no-go. Okay?
Well, what I would do if I dated Brayden is make him stop wearing that silly
no,
stuff.
No, you would not.
Good luck.
he's
going to wear
he's
that.
A shining star. He's not going to be dulled by anybody. Okay?
Yeah.
You can't dull that
hey, Brayden,
shine.
Will you tone it down a little bit? Well, later someone, I think it was maybe a cat, was like, my favorite color is beige. And you could see just his heart
yeah.
sink. Now,
it
they're
pained
like,
him.
Making out, but he was like, this is not a long-term thing with cat. If she's a beige person, Brayden's house is going to look like the inside of Prince's. Kylie also mentioned to the group she might want to pursue Will, and then Olivia's like, well, he's trying to suck my toes, so why don't you pump the brakes on that?
It's just a heads up, he tried to suck
just
my
heads
toes.
Up. He was really looking to massage him with his lips, my toes.
my dirty, sandy toes. Mm,
salty.
He was willing to do it.
Kylie then brings this up to Will later after the group meetings. This is presented as a love triangle already.
It's the afternoon of day one.
It's the afternoon of day one.
What are we
We've
doing here?
One kiss exchange.
Yeah.
Do you think Kylie is actually even interested in Will? Did you get that sense throughout all this?
Is Kylie interested in Will?
They went on a date.
I wouldn't say they blew me away with her feelings for it. No. I think he's into her a lot.
Yeah, I agree.
I wasn't blown away by her feelings for him.
Before she came down, she says, I'm here for Aven. While she was down, she says, I'm here for Aven.
Yep.
There's just a lot of Aven talk. And she's in a position where she needs a rose, so it seems to me like she's just trying to get the rose.
Get a rose, sure.
Kelly then receives a date card, which I believe is abnormal for someone competing for a rose. I can't confirm that, but she got the date card, and I was like, oh, I didn't. I would expect Will or someone else to get it.
Time. There's no rules in the sand, Rib.
I just thought it was traditional. That's how...
Well, we got a love triangle, and we're talking about sucking toes. We had to maybe
scratched out who it was. Yeah.
Yeah, you had to call an audible.
She's trying to decide between Will, maybe a little bit of Braden. Talks to Mercedes about it. Blake is also hot.
Blake's been looking.
She's mentioned that. Blake has been eyeing Kylie.
It's the buzz cut, Rib. Yeah. It's impossible not to add him to your list of suitors.
A different beard shape as well. I won't go into it, but the original Blake beard shape has been softened and more welcoming.
Agreed.
Eventually, Kylie decides on Will.
And Olivia is a little upset, Rim.
She played it cool to the camera,
but
she
was
less
upset.
So. She was upset. About Will, like, you just never know who's going to be a hot commodity in Paradise. A random B or C tier.
This is a random guy who got bullied by Pizza Peter in his world-famous pizzeria.
He comes to Paradise. They're climbing all over themselves to get to Will.
They want him. They want the guy.
They want the guy. They want his jacket. They want to dry it off.
People are saying that Will needs to pull Olivia aside. What are your thoughts on this? They did share a smooch.
That dominated the rest of the episode.
They did share a smooch.
Yeah.
They did discuss toe sucking. Not in a jokey way in my eyes. I think this was dead serious. I will suck your toes. Dead serious. I want you to suck my toes. Just right now, they're a little sandy. That's how I took it. This was not a jokey toe sucking situation in my eyes.
It was joking that it was fun, but I expected it potentially to occur.
Dead serious joking.
He was actually going to do it, and she definitely wanted him to.
Exactly. So it was toe sucking conversation. Plans. I would say plans. Would you say plans?
Yeah. If
I'd say plans.
Yeah.
I'd say plans for toe sucking at a later date, and then a kiss from him. He was the.
Post
he went 90,
suck.
She went 10.
Oh, the kiss. 90. Yeah. The you're talking about the kiss occurred, yeah.
He went 90, she went 10. It was his kiss. Do you think he owed her a conversation at that point? The other thing to consider, there's those things, the toe sucking, the plans for later toe sucking, the kiss that he initiated, and the other main thing to think about is the timing. This is the night of the first day. So that is also important. What do you think?
I'm taking all of that into account.
You have to.
This was the chief conflict for the remainder of the episode.
Mm-hmm.
I will reveal where I stand.
Later. Okay.
Stay tuned.
Wow. That's a pro.
Yeah, well, we got ads to sell. I don't think there's going to be an ad between now and then, but yeah.
That's a pro.
Well, if I told you now, I mean, why bother talking about the rest of
the show? Why even talk about it the rest of the way? Yeah. All right, let's keep going.
Two pages of notes here.
Let's keep going.
Olivia's upset that she didn't get a heads up that Will would potentially accept a date from Kylie. She's upset less so with Kylie for not giving her a heads up that she might ask Will. Will's my man. You're messing with him / you
have
two
plans
times
to
me
suck
Will.
Toes.
Yeah. Okay.
You have to. Okay.
Yeah.
She sees all the respect going off the table here from both parties, Will and
they've been here for 6 hours, would you say? 6 hours.
That might be generous.
I don't want to reveal where I stand, but a lot of people are upset on night one.
Okay, let's keep going.
Paradise. Kylie and Will date.
Hilarious.
Incredible moment. Incredible
insane.
Moment.
I've only seen this happen one other time in life. And it was on The Office when Michael Scott fell into that pond. That's the only other time I've seen something like this. This man took a step.
Slipped clean off.
It was an awesome, like, setup.
in the water.
Yeah, they've had this a bunch of times before.
There was
a
walk path where you could walk, but then the rest was water. So you're basically eating on water. It's very cool. Once in a lifetime,
it's kind of weird.
Stuck.
It's cool for us. I feel like for them, they're just ankle deep in cold water. I don't know.
It depends how cold it is.
That's true.
He goes around the table to her side, gives her a push in. For a brief moment, he forgets. I don't know how, because his feet are in water, but he forgets that the whole thing isn't a platform. Yeah. It's not a platform. It's like there's like a stage. They're not walking on like sand or something. I think it's an actual stage with a little bit of water. Anyways, he forgets they're walking on that, takes a step the wrong direction, steps all the way in, shoulder deep.
He went
in worse than he had to, too.
But the water reached up to his head.
The water
splashed
panicked.
Everywhere. Yeah, it was.
He couldn't have planned it. Soaked. He was soaked. Embarrassed. I've never seen someone more embarrassed, in fact.
It was so funny. It was so funny.
It was very, very funny.
Kylie. Really nice job trying to comfort him. It was to no avail. He was so.
He was
there was
devastated.
No saving this for him. He was devastated.
It was to a point where, in my head, he should have. I guess I don't know what you do.
You roll with the punches. You gotta roll with that.
Rim,
he made it worse by soaked
like that. Your underwear soaked, Rim. I can't sit here in that.
Yeah, it sucks.
I'm cold as shit. There's no pushing past this. I would have been in the same place he was, miserable.
Blake Moynes would have pushed past it. Blake Moynes would have taken his shirt and pants off. Yeah,
he would have stripped. You would have seen the underwear on a clothes hanger drying off behind them as he sat naked eating dinner. Yeah, that's what Blake Moynes would have done.
No,
Will
couldn't
get past
it. Will's life.
Will was so embarrassed by everything. He's not going to be able to get past it.
I thought he was going to when he said, "I have PTSD with water." I was like, "Oh, that's a nice little joke callback," but. He didn't.
Well, I think he was being. I don't think he was joking. I think he was being.
Yeah, he's like,
dead
I seriously
serious.
Think
I actually
about
have
bad situations.
This
with
is going to be even worse now.
Let's catch up with Braden. He's talking with Wells
like to,
a little bit.
Yeah,
yeah. He says, "What man? Nobody wants me here." You know, playing back into AB's theory that he's doing fake shy guy.
He's
fake
doing
no
fake
game
shy
guy.
Rim.
Yeah,
he's doing fake shy guy.
He just wants to be chosen.
Everyone likes the guy that wants to be chosen.
Yeah, Yeah. Well said.
When you have the style in the, you know, the out there, look to you, you can't also, it's a good choice to have the kind of shy personality when it comes
strong.
To
yeah.
who you're looking for and who, you don't want to be that guy too. I like what he's doing.
Hmm. If in fact it's a conscious choice.
Yes, which it is.
I'm with you. Okay. He meets up with Kat. She, who loves his earrings, huge points in her favor right away.
Mm-hmm.
Big negative in her favor, this is Beige Cat.
Yeah.
Not into prints.
Beige
into,
is a very bad favorite color. And
it's
undeniably.
It's not a favorite color.
It's undeniably a very bad color to have listed. I know what you're trying to do. You're trying to be, like, unique. No, just, this is like, what were we talking about when someone said neon was their favorite color? I don't even remember what that was.
Oh, that was in the Golden Bachelor cast. Premiere.
Okay, Golden Bachelor cast. Yeah, someone said neon. This is like that. You're trying to be different. You're trying to be cute. Trying to be cool. And it's not. Choose a color.
I don't think it matters because this isn't a long-term thing. This is just two people hanging out,
being hot,
hooking up, kissing. I don't think Braden will. I don't think she'll give him a rose at the next rose ceremony. I'll put it that way. Because she'll get his.
As the conversation's going on, he's like, "I'm so bad. I have really bad game." As he's doing a smooth
sidle
move.
Up to her.
He's doing a move. A smooth
legs
move.
Legs wrapping
that
a little
works.
Twisting up. Oh, me?
That's
little
the game,
me?
Rim. I'm telling you what he's doing here. I see right through it.
I wrote here, don't let Braden get the ball rolling. Don't let Braden get going. Don't let this man heat up.
Yeah, don't let him get
soon
in
enough,
his bag.
He will be on fire.
Yes. And then there's no stopping him. There's really no stopping him.
No, that's when the score, he will pull away. After the break, people seem bored on the beach. And I was too.
Yeah, that's fair to say. Bored.
Rachel pulls Sean. She's glad he's here. They kiss. They really only talked about how easy it is to talk to one another. They didn't talk about anything in particular, just talking.
No.
Aaron S. and Sam hanging out. Okay. Already bored by them. Push them off to the side. Brandon and Kat.
Move over there.
Brandon and Kat with a K or Kat with a C? No, it's Kat
with a
C.
Right? Braden and Kat with a K.
What did I write down here? I got
Braden and Kat with a K.
Aaron and Mercedes, they kiss. Don't let Aaron get going. Lady killer himself. Olivia is talking to Wells, and she says, hey, me and Will talked about sucking toes. Do you not think he owes me a discussion before he goes on a date with someone else and potentially sucks her digits or extremities?
Well, says you can't talk about suckable toes and then go on a date with someone else. And it's logical. What he's saying there is logical. Stay tuned for what I think about the whole situation. But that what he just said there is logical. You're talking about suckable toes. You're talking about you're wiping off the sand of your toes to actually suck them.
I would argue that sucking toes is actually less of a important conversation topic than almost anything else, especially in the context of they discuss nothing else. What are they looking for in a partner?
I don't think
was that information exchanged?
Rim, if me and someone are talking about sucking, talking about sucking my toes.
I
think it is reasonable to assume that person will not go on a date that day without talking to me if we have plans to suck toes at a later time.
They did have unspoken plans. We're doing We are doing this. Back to the date with Will and Kylie. She doesn't want to. Speaking of toes,
Will's still soaked, by the way. Speaking of toes.
Of course. What do you think? He dried off? It'd take him days to get those clothes dry. Speaking of toes, Kylie doesn't want to step on anyone's toes, specifically Olivia's.
That's nice.
She knows he kissed Olivia. And then Will dedicates himself to Kylie.
He says the conversation with her he valued the most, and she wouldn't be stepping on any toes. I think Olivia would think differently. He then says he feels strongest towards Kylie.
He's ready for love.
He's made his choice.
Butterflies. Choice made.
Made his choice. Choice
Flag
made.
Flag planted. No, nothing wishy-washy.
Does she know about the toes? I don't know if she knows about the toes.
Yeah. Because Olivia said so in front of everyone. Yeah. Remember that when they're a group, she was like, hey, I'm thinking about going on a date with Will. And Olivia was like, actually, he's going to suck my toes later.
Skirt.
We would have done it, but I don't know why we didn't do it, in fact. It's definitely happening, so why don't you back off?
Those are a little sandy at the moment, so we're waiting for a later time.
She thinks he's the real deal, Kylie. He hasn't felt butterflies in a while.
I just don't buy it from Kylie. I don't buy what she's saying.
We all know she's waiting for someone bigger, better.
Kylie, I don't buy what you're selling.
Yeah.
Okay?
It was a good first date. I feel good for Will. I feel bad that he's going to have his heart broken.
Let me say this, Rim. They brought some fire dancers, some drums out.
Yeah.
Call me old-fashioned. If I have a fire dancer personal show, I think you can't be making out through the show.
Yeah, you have a little respect
for
the performers.
That's like going to the theater.
Yeah.
And you're making out in the and I'm talking about like...
Show.
Not like a movie theater. I'm talking about a theatrical production. You go to that and you're in the front row. Let's say you're in let's just put it like it actually is. You're in the front row by yourself. You're in an empty theater.
Spotlight
they're performing for you. And then you're making out for half of the performance?
During dialogue? Insane.
That's disrespectful. Turned off by that, Rim.
Yeah, you
what
know.
What in the world's going on here?
I'll
they're
agree
doing
for
an incredible fire show.
I'll agree for the bit, but I think the people performing were under the impression that that would occur. I think they were okay with it.
This isn't music. This isn't someone playing music while you're dancing, kissing. This is you just sitting, supposed to be watching this performance, once-in-a-lifetime performance, and you're making out through it. Half of it.
Yeah.
No, sir.
I like your takes today, I will say. The next day, we got some couples, Aaron and Sam, Kat and Braden.
Rachel likes Sean because he looks
Rachel
like Ken.
Sean.
I don't know.
Let's run down what Rachel likes about Sean. Number one, his jawline.
Mm-hmm.
All right, moving on to Aaron S. and Olivia. He's weighing in on that triangle. Wrote here, kind of a boring episode. Aaron says Will should have talked to her beforehand. That's the consensus on the beach is you owe Olivia that to say something beforehand.
Well, if you remember, Aaron's a big like You got to act like a man.
Oh, yeah.
Aaron says, Will both wasn't Aarons. A man in this situation both of with them. Olivia and Kylie.
Yeah.
You're not acting like a man. Okay.
And he even played it out. I think he described, like, you go up to her and you say, listen, babe, I'm going on a date. Just a heads up. Olivia and Sam.
Olivia and Will.
You know,
right?
We're coming up on, you know,
3 hours.
2.5 hours into this thing. I'm just putting names down.
The names
down
are running together. We're talking Will and Olivia here. Will pulls Olivia for reasons unknown. You either pull them before or you don't pull them.
Well, according to him, he was just putting this out there out of respect. Just want to get this. This happens. People pull after they go, hey, I went on a date and it went better than I expected, and I'm going to pursue that.
I think that's these particular circumstances, you pull before or you don't pull at all. That's my opinion. You treat it like it's nothing. You either think it's nothing or you think it's something. If it's something, you should have pulled her before. If it's nothing, you should never pull her. Pulling her after doesn't go either way. You're just playing the middleman. Yeah.
Was it something or was it nothing?
Was it something or was it nothing?
I'm asking you.
Well, do you want me to go into that right now?
Yeah, might as well. Let's just... This is where my notes went off the rails. I wrote here, 3 hours is just too much. That's where my notes go from here.
So again, they did talk about plans for toes. They did kiss. And it was him initiating the kiss.
He initiated the
but
kiss.
But it is the first day.
And where are they?
They're in Paradise Room. I lean towards he should have... The only thing going in his favor was it was the first day, but they kissed, they made out, and talked about toe sucking. I think he should have had the conversation with her before he left. If he wanted to pursue anything with her, I think it was leading her on otherwise.
I think
Guilty,
okay.
Is my decision.
He probably should have said something. Hey, I see Kylie's got a date card. If she asks me, I'd probably say yes, I'm interested in pursuing Kylie.
It's the kiss for me.
That would smooth things over. I think that would be a nice thing to do.
Yeah.
I think the fact that he didn't is not as bad as it was portrayed.
Oh, no, it's not as bad.
I think the fact that we spent 45 minutes on this, of course it would have been nice of Will to do, you know, the respectful thing. I just think this was a little...
Sure, that's fair. That's all fair. Now... Olivia, where I stop, though, is Olivia says Kylie's a snake. I don't know.
For not saying anything. That's what I'm saying. Olivia's claim to Will is way too strong for what
occurred.
Yeah, that's
true.
Yeah, the toes, and we go on and on about that, and they kiss, but she was acting as if, like, Will ran out on her and their family. Sure. Just was not a big betrayal for me. Anything else on the episode?
The episode ends with Will feeling fantastic about where his relationship's at, so you know someone's coming down those stairs.
Well, it ended with Avon coming down.
Avon coming down, yep. He's there. A big dog.
Another stir.
Stay tuned for next week to see where he is on my pyramid.
Pyramid. Any mailbag question you want for next week? You nothing for Golden Bachelor? We're gonna get open it up, but I think the floodgates.
I don't have a specific question. I just did.
Tell us what you think.
Are we out of pocket here? Was it? No. I feel like it was as good as I thought.
I think it was.
Does everyone think that way?
I think so.
How'd you guys think? What'd you guys think of Golden Bachelor?
If you didn't like it, I would love to hear that take.
Love to hear that. I would love to hear.
773-234-7794.
What'd you think of the first episode? Do you want the pyramid?
I can't. Oof. Ooh, I'm excited for the pyramid.
Just a reminder, Rim. We got some categories starting from the bottom. The nobody cares. Then you have the extras. You have the important role players. You have the stars. You have the superstars. You have the super duper stars. And then you have the super duper mega stars at the peak.
Yeah, for those who are newer, this is AB's patented Paradise Pyramid, ripped off and imitated, never duplicated, and actually ripped off from the old nutrition pyramid
for yeah, millennials, where the big bread at the bottom and sparingly sweets at the tippy top.
There's a couple things you look at for the pyramid. You look at how popular they are outside the show, which I use Instagram followers and general buzz. You have how far they've gotten their importance to the show and that they've been on or shows they've been on. And then also how much of an impact they're making on this particular season. Do they matter?
That's how you move up and down.
Those three things are what puts you in a certain category. So let's start with the nobody cares, Rim. We got Peter to start
the
way.
Not even Pizza Peter, just Peter.
This is Pilot Peter.
The
second
pilot.
So he goes by, he has a lot of Instagram followers. He has 21,000 Instagram followers, but he goes by Pilot Pete on Instagram, and I think that is a strategic move.
Identity theft is not
a
joke, Jim.
He is siphoning off of the real Pilot Peter's Instagram followers. There's no other way he would have that many, okay? He's siphoning off of the real Pilot Pete Instagram followers. She was eliminated week one of his season. There's just simply no way the real Pilot Pete that he would have that many Instagram followers. Nobody cares about this guy.
That's a snake move. Put him in the snake tier.
I should do a snake tier. Next, we got Kat. Started with 90, or excuse me, started
C or
with
K?
Nine.
C or K?
This is C.
Okay.
Kat with a C. Starting followers, 9,000. Eliminated week two. I do see some potential here, though. Personality potential on the beach. Sam, starting followers with 7,000. Self-eliminated night one of Clayton's season. We're going to need to see more before she gets out of this, since nobody knows who she is.
Potential, still, though. You called out potential at the top.
We don't know anything about her either way. Right. She could go as high. Who knows where she could go? Or she could stay right here. I have no clue. Then you got old man Aaron, the hater. Old man hater. Yeah,
my guy.
6,000 followers, eliminated week three. Unceremoniously eliminated.
I don't remember.
I don't see much potential here to move much higher than the nobody cares tier for him. Next, the extras. I only have one in this category. Olivia, 4,000 followers. Eliminated week one of Zach's season. But something happened this episode that pushed her up a tier.
Well, the whole episode was about her love triangle.
The episode was mostly about her, so she gets up to extras.
I watched the preview. She sticks around.
That doesn't surprise me. I think she's got potential to move up much higher. The Instagram followers are going to rise. I think people are going to like her.
If she sticks around,
she's going to get the screen time.
If she sticks around, that means likely the big dog gave her the big R.
The arrow is pointing up.
Mm-hmm. Beckett.
On Olivia. Green arrow. Important role players up next. We got Greer. Eliminated week seven. I think she got COVID and kind of... I believe she flew to where they were and had a special moment. So that's kind of a big moment for her. But a very weak showing week one. I'm quickly ready to move her down.
I think she's gone. Yeah, I think she's gone.
I don't even know if I saw her after she showed up, and she had a very weak entrance. So the Instagram followers keep her up there, and she was there for a while in her season. I had high hopes for her, but I'm ready to move her down or
she's
off the pyramid. Next, we got Will. Starting followers, 30,000. Got his coat thrown into pool. Was a non-factor of his season, but immediately is making waves. But
Willie waves.
I don't see staying power for Will in his storyline. I think people are using him.
No doubt.
I can't imagine. I see him going home the first girls week.
I'm curious to hear what people think, if their opinion is changed positively or negatively based on this episode for Will, because I believe he will have his heart broken. And if that garners a lot of sympathy, no one cares? Okay, I don't know.
I don't think people are going to care. I don't care. I think he seems a little sleazy to me.
I'll care.
Just one man's opinion.
Well, you know, yeah. I mean,
Mr. smells good. You smell good. Come give me the hug. Mr. Yeah, come over here and give me a hug. That's Will.
Let me hating.
That's Will. That's the vibes I'm getting from him. So.
Hey, she liked it. She liked the smell. You think I smell? How about you take your
Mr. Come give me a hug.
Yeah.
Come over here. Give me a hug.
Yeah, where my hug
Mercedes
at?
Is up next. Where my hug at guy? That's who he is. Mercedes, starting followers, 18,000. Eliminated week 5 of Zach's season. Don't fully remember her. I probably should have her in the extras, but for now I'm going to keep her up here in the important role players. But arrow, red arrow pointing down. Now we're onto the superstar. No, excuse me. Now we're onto the stars. We got Kat with a K. Eliminated week 7 of Zach's season. Was involved in some more than minor, less than major drama. Mid drama in her season. So she's got that. Next up is Sean. Only 10,000 followers. Going fully into the Ken thing on Instagram, by the way. Eliminated in week 5 of charity season. I believe he had a 2-on-1, if I'm remembering correctly. There's something there with Sean. He could be a star. He gets a lot of talking time on here. And last in the stars category is Kylie. 43,000 followers. Got eliminated after Zach got COVID. She's already making waves on the beach. Big storyline in week 1. She's here to stay. A star. And she's a lot of people are interested.
That's right. Kylie does have a lot of attention. It seems every guy down has mentioned her as a potential partner. Super duper stars. Let's hear it.
No, this is superstars, Rim. Not super
it's
duper
tough
stars.
To follow
this is superstars.
When we get into this area.
This is superstars.
Yeah.
This is the biggest, the most amount of people are actually in the superstars field, but there's going to be a lot of movement. Keep that in mind. Mm-hmm. Brayden starts it off. 25,000 followers. Wow. He quit in week 4, left on a party bus while haters stopped the bus and harassed him, threw fucking tomatoes at him.
That's how I perceived it as well.
He was bullied off the season, but he. When you talk about that season in the future, I think you'll talk about him more than even the winner.
They'll call it Brayden's season.
It's Brayden's season. Brayden and Charity's season. Okay. Next up is Aaron. Hater alert. Eliminated week 6. Returned in week 7 in hilarious fashion.
My guy.
Was eliminated again at that rose ceremony, but not before really making Charity think about some things and kissing him. Remember, she kissed him down by that beach. Aaron on the beach is a different animal.
With sand under his feet, there's no stopping.
Sand under his feet, there's no stopping this man. I got a green arrow going up for Aaron. Okay, we got Brooklyn.
They're talking like he was going to be the Bachelor. You remember that?
He's a superstar, folks. Brooklyn, starting 40,000 followers, eliminated in week 7 right before hometowns and one of the many terrible decisions made by Zach that season. This is, I got a soft spot for Brooklyn, and that's why she's this high, but I'm concerned. She also is a good interview.
Totally.
Person for every episode moving forward. Mm. She has good one-liners. She's good
on
camera.
She's got to get a rose first if you're going to talk about moving
forward. She does need to get a rose. I don't know who she's even talked to. I don't know that she's...
No, she's too busy firing off one-liners.
Yeah, firing off one-liners. Yeah. I'm concerned about that. Eliza, 40,000 followers, eliminated week 6 of Clayton's season. Was involved with Rodney. This is a third season for her. She had her season of The Bachelor. She had Bachelor in Paradise last year when she was involved with one of the big dogs on the pyramid. Mm-hmm. And is back for a third season. You come back for a third season, you're involved with that type of people, you're a superstar. And then last, Jess, who I think has the third most followers out of anyone on this show so far. Eliminated week 6, getting a little Blake Moynes push. Towards the end, they were seen cuddling towards the end there.
Oh.
Jess rounds out the superstars. Super duper stars is empty. There's no one in the super duper stars right now. There's room for some of those superstars to get there, but not right now. They're not there yet. Okay?
You're telling me Blake Moynes is in the category you just described, superstars?
Well, let me get to the super duper megastars, Rim.
I thought you mentioned Blake already as in there.
Jess was getting a push. Jess is in Superstars because she was involved with Blake Moynes. Speaking of Blake Moynes, let's get to the super duper megastars, the peak of the pyramid. Blake Moynes starts us off. 425,000 followers. Contestant on Claire's season, then stayed for Tayshia's season. Of course he stayed. Was one of the more memorable people on the show's history. Was eliminated right before hometowns because he made inappropriate art. He then showed up on Katie Thurston's season, infamously answering the door naked. And then he won the season. I wrote LOL here. It's very funny that he won the season. So he's dated three bachelorettes now. Claire, Tayshia, and Katie. And is now on his fourth season of the show. He is the definition of a super duper megastar.
I think he's the LeBron of this show. I think, and by that I mean not only super duper megastar, but potentially 20 years in him. I think we're looking at a 20-year career.
20 seasons
here
in
him. Here comes Blake Moynes, year 20. He's going to go zero dark, 30, 24.
You can't tell me that in 2050, the Golden Bachelor season 30 isn't Blake Moynes.
Yeah.
And then last on the pyramid, the tippy top is Rachel. 536K followers. Pilot Rachel on Instagram. You forget about it. She's got pilot ties, Rim.
I do.
She likes airplanes. Had a hilarious breakup with Clayton, where she was basically runner-up on his season, and then was the bachelorette. If you're a bachelorette and you got your toes in the sand, you're a super-duper megastar. People look at you different when you walk into
there's
a room.
Aura. There's an aura.
There's something about you walking around that beach that nobody else fuck with. I don't care what happens on this season. She's not leaving this tier.
And yet she's down there slumming it with Sean.
She is.
Trying to make Ken and Barbie a thing.
She is. Trying to make Ken and Barbie a thing, but she's not going anywhere. It doesn't matter what happens on this beach. She will be looked at differently than everyone else as in terms of a star. That's the pyramid, week one.
Great pyramid. Great pyramid. No notes. That's all we have. Golden Bachelor, A+. Bachelor in Paradise, very excited. I would say A.
A minus?
A minus. Yeah, B plus territory. But we got a good cast. We got Blake. We got my guy, Aaron. We got my guy, other Aaron, white and black Aaron. And I'm just looking forward to it. We got a lot of good characters. There's going to be a lot of good stuff. I'm excited.
I'm too. Thursdays are back. Thursdays are back.
House of Villains recaps coming soon on patreon.com/RimandAB. You can get 7-day free trial if you want to check it out. AB just wrapping up AB's Taylor Swift review series. Yeah.
Wrapping that up. And we also did a boy band draft where
we both
drafted
full albums. That was a fucking great segment. That was a great segment.
Which are now available on Spotify. Give those a listen. Give us a try over there. Okay.
That was a good segment. These guys know their boy band songs. They do. All right. Thanks for listening. We'll let you go. Talk to you later.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.